Well, I was with my mom, and it was a really tough time. My dad had just died, so we weren't much in a tourist mood, kind of walking around in the days and getting lost. So I guess this labyrinth portended the accidents in the future. But anyway, we were walking around after that in the Cinque Terre area, which is along the west coast. It's five villages. And we'd gone far beyond the area where our tour group was. And we decided to take a shortcut, or actually I picked this shortcut, which was this long tunnel. It was like a couple kilometers long. And someone had signed this sunflower in the tunnel, which was very strange. It obviously been a recent addition, but somehow it seemed like this was the right way to go if there was a sunflower there. So we kept going, and it did actually have an end. We were able to get out of this tunnel, which strangely enough went to a desk manned by one Italian guy who was smoking, just lying around, and charging entrance to a nude beach very close by. So they have their own private nude beach right there. And so we paid whatever it was, 10 euros to get in. Really no mood at all to be at a nude beach with my mom at that point, but I mean, it was where we were. So this scene here was in Venice, and I was walking around all the canals completely lost, which is just a really great way to walk around Venice. And I found this stencil, which I didn't recognize the meaning of it, but it seemed important. And so I took this photograph, and then I asked a Russian friend of mine, like a year later, what it was, and she said it was a memorial to the submariners who died on the Kursk, which was a submarine owned by the Russians that sunk in 2000. Actually, there's a play going on now in Sydney based on that event at the Darlinghurst Theatre, which is very good, interested in theatre. Well, there was another photo there before, which was a serpent eating a demon. And that was when I think that was further up in northern Italy when, again, I'd missed the ferry stop and had to figure out a way to get the heck out of where I was to get back to the hotel, and I found this serpent consuming a demon, which, well, seemed like a sign of warning of some sort. But I got out of there in time. Some really captivating images to be found on walls in Italy. Even the graffiti is really amazing. It seems like so the artistic instinct is built in there. Well, yeah, so this one was after I returned from Europe to my home in Alaska, and I got lost with a friend driving around, and then we came across this sign, which, well, you can't really see with it revolving around, but it says NRA Lane, which is actually does stand for the National Rifle Association. They're really proud of guns there. So the people who live on the street actually decided to dedicate their road after the National Rifle Association. Yeah. But I knew where I was after I saw this sign. I'm just further along the road there. This was during summer in Fairbanks, my home, where it never really gets dark. This is about as dark as it gets. So you can drive without headlights. Yeah. There's also an army lane, and well, then there's plenty of signs which just have bullet holes in them. What's that? No, there's a couple more. I think number 4 and number 5. Yeah, Devil's Pulpit. So after that trip to Italy, I moved up to Innsbruck, Austria, where I was living for a couple years, and my girlfriend at the time was visiting, and we were climbing the mountains. This is set deep in the Alps, and trying to get to the top of one of them, which had a beautiful look overlooking the entire area. And the trail we were going on didn't go where we were hoping, and it was getting very dark. Actually, I took this. It was really quite dark, and I was using a flash here. And we came across this sign, which is a warning for the Devil's Pulpit, which is a trail that leads to this large rock formation, which is supposed to be the pulpit where the devil preaches and tries to corrupt the youth of Austria. It's quite an old place. So just after this, just maybe, I don't know, 100 meters beyond this point, we came across a cave, which is the next photo, number 5. Yeah, this thing, I mean, this is really out of nowhere. I mean, this is really, really out of the way. There's no obvious marking aside from that pulpit sign. And there are these witches imprisoned in this cage, which was built... The cage was built in 1931, but they claim that witches would practice their incantations earlier. That's what the sign in German and back there mentions. So, yeah, I was surprised to find this thing. You kind of wonder what else goes on inside those wolf... Those cage now. These are actually two-dimensional wood stands. Yeah. Well, I think there's been some witchcraft one way or another. Okay, that's it.